I give y'all a little Queens of the Stone Age this morning. Make out with you. And that's how it's pronounced. Yes, it is not my southern accent.
That is hot.
Or it might be make it with you. There's a whole bunch of different arguments. And since I don't know Queens of the Stone Age personally, I'm going to go make out with you. Did I mention I love that man? Josh, I know you're married, but if you listen, I just want to sit in your lap. 3 minutes. Put your hands above the desk. You're at work.
But.
Yes, hands above the desk, Ginger.
I don't wanna.
You have to.
Aw. See, she never lets me have any fun. Any fun at all, whatsoever.
Whatever. Okay.
She's so mean. So mean to me.
I'm mean to you.
So mean to me, yes. Every day.
Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever. Well, can we be mean to other people now?
It's sometimes that we can't be mean to anybody.
I don't care what they
I tried. It didn't work, y'all. Run for your lives.
Yeah, there are some boys who better be running for their lives very, very, very soon.
Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. Let me just tell you this. So last night, I have a second life story. Thanks to Ginger. Last night, I gave away some Valentine's pack. It just got all kinds of out of hand. These people, Ginger, I tease you about your loving the freebies, but these people attacked my store. They were picking up 5 and 6 hats. You can only use one at a time, people.
Wow. So they were, wow, 5 and 6 hats.
Yes, the first girl that came didn't speak English. She was German, and she understood free and hats, so she picked up 2. And she didn't take them because you know how the little script is. They have to take the box or it doesn't work. So she left. And all she had was scripts that won't work, but she gets spreadsheets. So then another girl came and she picked up all of that girl's boxes and her own. It was just crazy. I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Insane. If you say free, people just descend upon you like the plague.
Imagine. That is nuts.
In real life, it would have been elbowing and eye punching. I'm just pretty sure of it. Anyway. Well, then I found out something was wrong with a couple of my scripts. So it did not. One girl was trying to buy the little tiger one she liked with the ears. But the script was acting crazy. I don't know if it's the land, whatever. But in any case, I got to fix all that today. All right. That's news y'all didn't need to know.
No, they didn't need to know.
Mm-hmm. But you know now. Somebody's like, I'm signing the second. Yeah. I'm giving away free stuff. No.
All right. So, this morning, I guess first I should actually go through the PR and then I can tear it apart.
Wait, I forgot to intro. You listen to Ginger and Corey, the only live gaming podcast that I know of anyway.
See, people, I am so wound up this morning, and I know I don't sound like it. I know I sound like I'm tired, but man, people, I know it's Valentine's Day, and I have no reason to be grumpy, but oh my God, y'all waking me up like 5:30 this morning. Start with texting.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I kill you. 5:30 in the morning.
Not so funny, is it? Mm-hmm. Now you see why I'm a grump.
Not so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I need my beauty sleep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so get ready to lick the competition with Girl 5. Xbox Live, Arcade, and PSN. Yes, I'm going to make it through this, and then I'm going to tell you guys a new one. I hope you're listening. I'm very, 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 very not happy. All right, so take on the world's most lethal and dangerous woman in this digital arcade fighter from Micropose and Kung Fu Factory. Brutal, deadly, gorgeous. Veteran executive producer Micropose and developer Kung Fu Factory announced today that Girl Fight is coming to Xbox Live Arcade for the Xbox 360. Of course, Xbox 360, da-da-da-da, and the PlayStation Network.
No, it's going to be on the Xbox Live, and it's going to be for the PlayStation. That's how it's going to go.
All right, so with hair long kicking and hair piercing shrill of deadly vixens, Girl Fight is a unique all-female fast-paced spin on arcade-style fighting games. Published by Majesco Entertainment, Girl Fight allows players to choose from an array of sexy fighters to battle their way out of the Foundation, a shadowy scientific organization looking to weaponize the psionic fighting abilities of the cast of gorgeous all-female fighters. With unlimited funding and no moral or ethical compass, The foundation collects its test subjects from all around the world, often abducting and plugging women into their virtual construct known as the mainframe. To make it back to reality, the women must utilize their fighting and psionic abilities in all-out battle for survival. All right, so I went over here and checked this out because on one hand, it doesn't sound that bad. On the other, I'm looking at your images, and I'm looking at what you're offering in the gameplay. Not a stabby in the face. Seriously, when do we get our hot guys to get to fight, you know?
They would probably argue that there have been hot guys. You know, here's the thing. We've had this run-in with these same people before regarding Blood Rain, if you remember a couple of months ago, about their usage of certain words. So they left the words out, but the images are really bad. And I'm speaking more to our girls and our guys. I know you guys will love it, and we don't fault you for it. You're a guy.
Yeah.
What we're trying to tell the company is it is sheer stupidity to alienate half of your audience, the bigger half of your audience. 51% of all gamers are now female. Now, let's exclude our lesbian population who may not be so offended by the cover. But those of us who are not lesbian, I won't say offended is not a good word. It's more of a we kind of gloss over it and go, this game is not for us, which means you just lost a large portion of your sales.
The image box shows two girls rubbing up against each other like they're about to kiss.
Mm-hmm.
A, that does not show fighting. And B, when do we get our guys that are posed like this about to kiss?
Yeah,
they're always glaring at each other, hands up in the air. No, these girls are like groping on each other, and their boobs are pressed together.
Yes, it's sexually suggestive. And not that I want to see two guys rubbing up against each other, but if you won't do it that way, because some of our gay guys might like to see that.
Yes.
They might like to see two guys looking at each other.
Why
won't you do it for both then? I need to see Ryu and Ken all up on each other, all oiled up. I'm just saying. If you won't
That's
do it for
hot.
Once, it is kind of hot. But point being is they won't do it. So we've had a run-in with this company before about them and how they were portraying Blood Rain. And they heard us. They started sending us different press releases. And me and the guy over there, I won't say his name. I'm dying to say your name. And I know who you are, and I know you're listening because you've been wishing for me to say something.
Yes.
But they...
Who you are.
I know he's listening. But we had a really good dialogue back and forth where I was explaining to him that, you know, your female market is different. And it's not necessarily that it's offensive. It's that in our minds, a switch turns on and we just don't buy the game because it starts sounding like you're gearing it more towards the guys and that you just don't want to play.
I'm no fighter. This is exactly what, when I see these images, it's exactly what I see. I see a porno fighter game. And that's just not my kind of thing. If I wanted to play that, I would. No, sorry. I don't want to play that.
There's free games on the web if I wanted to play that. I don't have to pay $60 for.
Exactly. Because I will tell you, as a girl who's been in a girl-on-girl fight, we were not touching and hugging and pressing up against each other.
Nope.
We were out for blood.
Nope.
Girls fight, we're not screwing around like you guys. You guys do it for like some kind of show. Us girls, we fight, we're out to kill. We're going to take some blood. We're going to pull some hair out. We're going to put some skin. Whatever.
I can't say that. I'm martial arts trained, so I'm going to knock you out. I don't want you to touch me or pull my hair. You're not going to scratch me. I'm just going to knock you the hell out. That's what I'm going to do.
I got into it with way back then. I was very young. Seriously. Yanked her around by her ponytail, throwing her into cars.
See?
I my fake nails off, and I went at her. No, I wanted to see blood. I wanted to cause...
Or is it saying, yes, two girls rubbing and kissing.
No, that is hot. That is hot. But you are selling me a fighter. And from the game, it sounds like the actual fighting could be good.
Yeah, the premise looks excellent. It sounds beautiful.
You should not have to rely on that these girls are hot babes who are rubbing up against each other, because that's not actually going to happen.
Well, even the guys are asking some questions. If you pop by their Facebook page, there's the screenshot that's supposed to be, I guess, an X-ray, or I forget what they're calling it. Guys, you can see mammary glands in an X-ray? No, you can't see mammary glands in an X-ray.
No, you can't.
No, but they decided they wanted to show, you know, and they made sure they left the nipple on. So I was like, really, guys over here with Girl Fight? Really? I'm looking at it from business.
Your game sounds like it could be good.
Well, I'm angry because it's a company that we know. We've dealt with MicroProse for some years. I think they were one of the first companies to send us a game, and it was, I can't remember the name of the game, but it was something that you would have loved, Ginger. It was steampunk-based.
Ooh, I love me some steampunk stuff.
Excellent game. I can't remember the name of it right now. If you want to check our archives, it's archives.gamingatrix.com, and you'll find the review. It's really old. You really have to go way far back in our archives. But they are known for making really strong female characters. I want to say they had something to do with the Longest Journey, too, where it's kind of something in that genre. But this right here, even though the game may be good, the characters may be strong, the cover just detracts from it. If you got this, you could have put one girl there. She could be sexy, and you didn't have to say sexy, because we also, you know, the wording is a big thing for us, too. She could have been there sexy and, you know, posed and given a mean look, and we'd have been like, yeah, okay, this is going to be good.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, for the sex thing again. Come on, you guys are supposed to be deep in that. And we're in a
time. I'm the one who, all right, cover your ears, bosses, I know. I'm the one who bitched about Blood Rain. I played your game. I loved it. I still play it. I like it.
We just didn't like
it. But you guys went off on that press release. Blood Rain, she's a sexy femme fatale. It's 2D. You can't even see.
Well, they kept going with the sexy over and over. Once
and
we left,
she's not supposed to be sexy. If I remember right, from what I've read, from everything that I've seen, she's not supposed to be sexy.
Well, you know they did that whole thing a couple of years ago. She was one of the... I know the name of the website. We're not going to say them, but they did a whole calendar with all the supposedly sexy game fixes because they don't know, but they know better now. They just keep confusing. And again, from a business standpoint, there are too many companies that are closing and people losing jobs. You cannot afford to miss out on half of a pie. Put it to you this way, you guys out there that still like you some Mel Gibson, watch the movie What Women Want and listen to the scene when Helen Hunt is, when you know they bring her in as an expert and she says, you know, we're this company, we make these type of products, and do you know Sears, when they invented Come See the Softer Side of Sears, do you know how much millions they made off of that? Do you know how much of that pie we got? None. We cannot afford to get none of the pie. You have to change the way you interact with women. Just saying.
Yes.
We're not
buying
the game.
I mean, I'm not saying your game's bad. Your game, the mechanics, actually look like it's going to be a good game. The way you're advertising it right now ticks me off.
Yes. Okay.
Very much so.
So
because
we
if I were to see those images in a game store, I would put that one back and I would go for like Modern Warfare BF3.
Just saying. Sorry. No naked guys on the cover. They should be.
Exactly.
But anyway, we got to go. We got to get off of this.
I know we've been like on this for like 15 minutes. We're sorry, guys. We know. But man, this had me riled up this morning.
getting tired. Okay.
So, that is Girl Fight. I don't have it up on Gaming Matrix. I might. We'll see.
I didn't put it up, and it came in late last night, actually. Didn't this one, but it came in late last night. I didn't grab it. I was like, eh. When I went to look at the images, eh. Okay. I have lost my story, but hang on a second. I'm going to find it again. Oh, my God. Okay, so I wanted to tell you guys about Zynga.
What did they do this time?
They didn't do anything. Why'd they have to do something?
All right, what didn't they do this time?
They were being good, Zynga was. Okay, what's
those sponsors? No, they're never good.
Well, they're expected to report profit for the fourth quarter, and its first ever quarter financial report after the market closes today. Largest publisher of social games, Facebook, expected to report a profit of 3 cents a share, according to the analyst polled by Thomson Reuters. Revenues are expected to be $302.4 million. Yes, up 54% from the $195.8 million a year ago. Zynga has been launching one social or mobile media game after another in the past few months. The company now has 246.3 million monthly active users on Facebook, compared with 230 million when the company went public on December 15th. Zynga's newest game, Hidden Chronicles, which I hate, is a big hit with more than 29.6 million monthly active users. You all please stop sending me requests from Hidden Chronicles. I will not play. I don't care what you say. And I will usually play anything. Thanks to this particular game's success, Zynga once again has the top five social game spot on Facebook. The company is trading under the symbol, if you're interested in buying you a share or two, ZNGA. See? Easy to remember. The company's stock price opened at $10 a share and then fell immediately after the IPO. But after Facebook filed an IPO earlier this month, Zynga's stock climbed quickly and closed on Monday at $13.42 a share, well above the 12-month
cost
of several analysts who follow the company closely. And you guys keep in mind, Zynga is 12% of Facebook's revenue. Whew, God, I'm praying for y'all. I really am. Y'all stay where you are. I hate to see all these people lose their job. Okay, So if you're interested in buying yourself something, again, it's ZNGA. If you're like, how the hell do I buy stock, go over to ShareBuilder. It costs $5 to open your account. No, we are not endorsing. They do not pay us, but we're telling you this because it puts money in your pocket. You can afford $13. You spend as much a week on coffee. Go buy you a share and sell it next week. Maybe it'll go up, and then you can make double that amount and buy yourself coffee for 2 weeks. Just saying. That's how it works. Buy yourself some Zinzinga.
Yes.
VentureBeat is also reporting that Zynga last week announced that toy maker Hasbro would co-produce toys based on Zynga's most popular games and characters. At the time, Pinkus wanted to jump on the Facebook bandwagon as well, as the company took its shot at beating rival network MySpace by inventing third parties to make applications run on the Facebook platform. Now the company has a huge share of the fast-growing market on Facebook, accounting for, again, as we told you, 12% of Facebook's revenue. More recently, Zynga took a lot of flack for copying others' games. This prompted Mark Pinkus, chief executive of the company, to say that the company is pioneering a new wave of games, not by copying others, but by making games easier to play and more social. Keep an eye on them.
All right.
Boo.
All right, I'm coughing my head off this morning.
Stop.
Apparently getting all up in arms. Not good for the coughing. All right, so fight off evil wizards in Maze Magic, available on the App Store now. All right, so get your magic on in special limited time free. Oh, yes, free promotion. And a special promotion that begins Monday, February 13th. Hey, this is yesterday. Thanks for the late press release, people. Developer Zupa is offering highly unique Maze Magic as a free download for a limited period of time in a collaboration with popular games and app portal Daily App Dream. Yay! I love me some Daily App Dream. Compatible with the Apple iPhone, Apple iPod Touch, and the Apple iPad, Maze Magic is one of the very first wizardry games on the App Store to encompass visually stunning 3D graphics, a challenging maze, and unique wizard characters. Levels start off easy and become progressively harder the further and deeper you get into the game. Maze Magic features evil wizards who show no mercy and bombard you with nasty potions, and their only objective is to prevent you from completing the maze. However, your wizard is not helpless, and you are more than capable of putting up a good fight. Special potions found along the way can be collected to help fend off and counterattack any evil wizard that might be lurking around the corner. Coin collecting becomes essential, as coins will not only open unlocked levels, but also allow you to buy special upgrades and power-ups for your character. Power-up options include skills such as extra speed, invisibility, potion magnet collection, and double potion firing abilities. All right, so I've got this up on GameNatrix.com along with... Oh, crap.
Along with what?
Along with a video. And it's up on GameNatrix.com. Right now, head over there and check that out.
Yay! All right, so I got I'm going to do two real quick. Crusader 2 Kings was released today, in case you want to play it. Say blood is thicker than water. They obviously never lived in medieval Europe. It's Valentine's Day, a day for love. And with the release of Crusader Kings 2 from Paradox Interactive, my favorite companies, you can also add betrayal, political intrigue, backstabbing, and marrying for personal gain into Cupid's potent mix. Who said romance was dead? 8 years after the much-loved original, Crusader Kings 2 is the long-awaited sequel to Crusader Kings, developed by the acclaimed team behind Europa Universalis, Hearts of Iron, and the Victoria series. A game of choice and reflection of each player's personal morality. How will you play this personal game of strategy? You can rule with an iron fist, oppressing your population through fear. Perhaps you'll lead your kingdom through respect and benevolence, instilling loyalty in your subjects instead. Or maybe you will marry your way to power. These are weighty decisions that await you in your quest.
Marry your way to power.
Sounds good to me. That awaits you in your quest for influence and Stop it, woman. These are weighty decisions that await your quest for influence and territorial domination. Crusader Kings 2 explores one of the defining eras in world history, covering the volatile period of the 11th to the 5th century, an experience crafted by the masters of grand strategy that will be Paradox Interactive. Medieval Europe is brought to life in this title. Epic title, rife with rich and strategic technical depth. You can pick up Crusader Kings right now via all major digital distribution platforms and at selected retailers, of course, for about $39.99. Nice price for a game. And again, if you're not a simulator type, please don't pick this up going, it sounded interesting. And then when you play it, it's going to be too much for you. It is a role-playing slash strategy game. Anyway, and my other one is,
go ahead.
I got another story.
All right, you do that, then I got to fight.
Who's familiar with CryptoMe.org? You
no.
over there with your hand raised? Yeah, you. They were hacked over this weekend and inadvertently spread an infection. Mm-hmm. Someone compromised the free speech and anti-surveillance repository CryptoMe.org and hid malware on the site that infected web servers over the weekend. A malicious file was added to the site Wednesday of last week, and a new directory was created that logged nearly 3,000 IP addresses between Wednesday and Sunday, according to a post on their site. CNET is reporting that CryptoMe.org post said that thousands of HTML files in the site's main directory were found to be contaminated by a malicious script that appeared to download exploits from the Black Hole Toolkit. Yeah, you hackers out there know what that is, don't you? That may compromise a computer. It compromises a computer through various vendor vulnerabilities. According to a semantic description of the web attack is what it does. This particular – I wish I could talk. This affects Windows platforms, Semantic says. Semantic offered to investigate the hack, CryptoMe.org said. Meanwhile, CryptoMe.org's post of the site was expected to be cleaned up by the end of the day today. There was a lot of hacking going on over the weekend. Facebook, I think, is also listed here.
Wow. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
An odd happened the other day. I'll have to tell you about it. I was kind of like, Yeah. All right. There is a fight going on.
Is it Apple? A girl fight? Are they all close and rubbing together?
No. This is an Apple fight, apparently. No girls. All right. Company threatens to ask Chinese customs to stop import and export of iPad. I am pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Chinese company Shenzhen ProView Technology said today that it plans to enforce its iPad trademark in the country further by asking customs officials to ban imports and exports of Apple's most popular device. With all of Apple's iPad devices being manufactured in the country through Foxconn, this could prove to be a serious threat to its business because this ProView has already found success on the local level by getting the iPad moved in one country, according to an Associated Press story. I'm going to kill your name, person, and I'm so sorry. Zai Zhenghui, a ProView lawyer, says, we are now working on a request to China Customs to ban and seize all the import and export of the iPad products that have violated the trademark. Shenzhen ProView Technology secured the iPad trademark in China in 2001, Apple bought rights to the name from a Taiwan company affiliated with Shenzhen ProView Technology, ProView Tapai, in 2009, but ProView continues to claim it still owns the name in China. Apple took the fight to court late last year in China, but lost. Oh, that's not good. Apple appealed the ruling. Carolyn Wu, Apple spokesperson in Beijing, says, we bought ProView's worldwide rights to the iPad trademark in 10 different countries several years ago. ProView refuses to honor their agreement with Apple in China. Wu said, our claim in China. All right, so what do they have to say? They say it is possible for Shenzhen ProView Technology to halt the import and export of the iPad because it has established in the country that it owns the trademark. And under Chinese law, trademark owners have the right to request seizure of goods that violate ownership rights. According to Stan Abrams, who teaches intellectual property law at Beijing Central University of Finance and Economics, rules such as these are enacted to eliminate unlicensed copying of foreign movies, music, and designer clothes. Wow. All right. So Apple might actually get their pee-pee smacked on this one. It's not good. But on the other hand, you know what, Apple? We've been saying bring your business back to America. Pay us Americans. We'll build your iPads. We'll buy your iPads. We'll love your iPads.
I know.
Stop
I'll
using
build.
Slave labor.
Yeah, I'll gladly build some iPads if I can take one or two home. I'm just saying.
Yes.
All right, so if you were watching our Twitter before the show, I had some information. Twitter employees are frustrated by what they're calling golden handcuffs. They cannot sell more than 20% of their shares in Twitter. VentureBeat is reporting all around Silicon Valley companies in the social networking space are going public and making millions and millions of money and making people millionaires and billionaires, but with little revenue of its own, Twitter is hoping to stay private. So the company is restricting the amount of stock employees can sell on the secondary markets, trying to stay under the SEC's 500 shareholder limit that would force them to go public. The rule restricting sales of stock at Twitter has been in place for more than a year, CNN is reporting, and has led to the departure of senior-level employees. Chief Executive Dick Costolo responded to the exits with an email explaining the rationale behind the rule. He says, "We don't want to be public until we have very predictable growth. We are not ready to be a public company for a couple of years." In another email obtained by CNN, Twitter's Human Resources Department worried that the rule was costing the company key talent. Folks continue to be worried about the company losing its best talent, most of who left over the stock policy, wrote Twitter's VP of Human Resources. You'll note that there are not necessary solutions here, more so just anxiety that we lost so many senior people. The anxiety would explain why Twitter wrote to Congress encouraging them to expand the limit on shareholders in a private company. Companies like Second Market, which facilitates the trade in private shares, is also looking for a replacement to make up for the substantial revenue it will lose when Facebook goes public. Twitter is a prime candidate for this, having recently sold $300 million in shares to a Saudi prince. Trick is finding individual buyers who can afford to purchase such big chunks of stock. Well, on the other side, some of you out there have lost your jobs. THQ, I'm looking at you. Hey, Twitter's hiring.
Twitter's hiring.
Ginger, are you okay?
Yes, yes, yes. I just caught my foot in the cable that holds my camera. Yes. It's going to be one of those mornings. All morning, people. All morning.
Wait a minute. Did we forget to report this news about the CIA site wait a minute.
I haven't seen anything about a CIA site.
Well, that happened late Friday. We did not.
What happened?
Anonymous strikes again. This actually took place Friday. Yeah, it was after we did the news. It took place at approximately 12:10 p.m. So right after we did the podcast, specific time on Friday, so it was much later. Anonymous traditionally has what they call the FBI Friday, in which it attempts to take down or release information about the FBI. Last week, the group released a phone call, which we told you about. FBI. Okay, so they recently took down the U.S. Department of Justice website and a number of other record label sites, which we told you about. Anonymous was also accused of providing links on Twitter, which would install LOIC on any computer that clicked that link. These links helped Anonymous recruit innocent bystanders to their cause. So if you clicked on the link, you were involved. They launched a denial of service attack on any of the computers that accessed that link. Wow. A similar attack may have been used to take down the CIA website, although it doesn't look like the group distributed any of the same links that would help take down a DOJ. And the CIA website was reading this on Friday. The server at CIA.gov is taking too long to respond. Connection timed out, so no, you couldn't reach it. Wow. So I don't think I clicked on any link. Anybody else out there get...
I think I did not. I hope not. I don't think.
Oops. Accessory, Ginger, accessory.
I don't think I did. I think I was good. You know, sometimes I click things I shouldn't, but I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Moral of the story, do not click links when you don't know where they go.
Yes, yes, yes. I try not to. Sometimes I click things just because I can't help myself. I gotta click.
Don't click. Don't do it.
All right. What else shouldn't we do? Oh, I got a whole list of things. All right. You people. Seriously, it's a sinking ship. Leave it alone. World of Warcraft subscriber exodus slows down in the latest quarter. I caught myself. I didn't say it wrong this time. All right, so GamePolitics.com, while Blizzard may have lost an estimated 100,000 subscribers in its most recently reported quarter, the good news for the World of Warcraft maker is that the bleeding is now trickling. Are you going to put a little Band-Aid over in case it make it better? Mwah, mwah, mwah. All right, so report that Blizzard that it had lost a whopping 800,000 subscribers, so losing 100,000 in the 3 months ending December 31st seems almost like a reversal of fortune. Many attribute the slowing in subscriber departures to some aggressive marketing campaigns, most notably the ad campaign featuring legendary action star Chuck Norris. Oh, my God. Really, people? I swear to God, if any of my friends who are still playing WoW are still playing WoW because of Chuck Norris, I'm going to come in there. I'm going to beat you over the head.
What about their playing for Mr. T?
Hey, Mr. T is cool. You can play for Mr. T. But I swear to God, I'm going to beat you over the head with my rifle.
Let me just say I met Mr. T once, and because of the way that I saw him, I cannot look at him as tough ever again. I mean, never again. He came through the airport, I kid you not, in pink slippers and a pink house robe. He had on all of his jewelry.
Oh, that is so cute. Did you get a picture?
This is before the age of camera phones.
Woman!
Look, I told you, this is what I used to do. I used to be an airport bartender. I met all kinds of celebrities, but I didn't get pictures because there was no such thing as a camera phone when I was doing this. It was right before all this stuff. I had a cell phone, but it had no camera on it.
Wow.
Met him, Jean-Claude Van Damme. I met Chubby Checker from way back in the 50s, a rapper named Rage. Snoop Dogg came through. I didn't talk to him because he was looking very moody. But, yeah. And he was by himself. He didn't have a whole entourage. So lots of people, but no pictures. But I will never forget that. He passed by, and everybody's like, oh, it's Mr. T. And he comes by, and he says, hey. And I was like, hi.
Oh, my God.
But he had on a pink robe and slippers. And everybody that looked at him said, what the hell is wrong with you? I could never see a man in his robe before. I was like, pink is the pink, and the slippers to match. It's what's doing it.
That is so cute.
And I mean, very, very pink.
That is adorable. I wish I'd been there to see it.
Oh, my God. It just ruined his whole tough image to me. He looks like a big sweetie now.
Oh, that's so adorable.
It's like the strong man to wear pink.
All right. So, yeah. So, if y'all are leaving World of Warcraft, I'm so happy for you. There's nothing left in that game for me. And y'all are bringing in Pandarians. Really? Really? After all this time, you would stab me in the back with Pandarians. I hate you.
You know what I need for them to do? I need for them to bring back the actual Warcraft, the strategy series, and put it online and, you know, beef it up a little bit. I want to do some PvP with somebody. I want my villagers to attack your villagers.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Can I do another one?
Of course, darling. Of course.
All right. Netflix. I didn't even know about this. How did I miss this? Netflix settles Video Privacy Protection Act violations. This came in late. Netflix announced that it will settle a lawsuit that claimed that it illegally retained customers' rental histories, an act that ran afoul of Video Privacy Protection Act and California consumer laws. The settlement, which was disclosed in a Netflix security filings with the SEC, puts to bed a 2011 lawsuit that accused the company of VPAA and California consumer law violations. The VPPA restricts video rental companies from disclosing customer information and requires them to destroy rental history data within 1 year. Yes, people are ticked off at you, Netflix, that you know which porn they were watching. All right, so former customers alleged in the lawsuit that Netflix retained their personal information, a fact they learned when they went to resubscribe to the service later on. This information they retained included streaming queue and disc-based rental history. The VPPA has caused Netflix a number of setbacks. Earlier in the year, the company wanted to allow users to share friends on Facebook. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Seriously, enough with the privacy violation crap. I don't want them to know what I'm watching. The law would not allow that. Congress passed the law in 1988 in the era of home video after a newspaper published the video rental history of Supreme Court nominee Robert Bork. Netflix is urging lawmakers to change the law. Now, I'm with the Supreme Court on this, Netflix. I'm sorry. There is no reason you should be able to sell or otherwise give out the information of what I'm watching. I paid you for a service. That's great. That's where our deal pretty much ends. You have no right to sell any of my information. Thank you. That irritates me.
Jay says he has to smash his Mr. T coin. You don't have to smash it. You just have to put a little pink on it. He was adorable. She's right. He was, but he doesn't look so tough anymore. You know.
Yeah, I bet that would ruin it. Totally, totally ruin it.
Okay. Time is it. Okay. Some of you out there are playing a little bit too much Skyrim. I myself have not touched it in a number of weeks because we've been busy. But some of you are clocking some serious hours last week. They're saying UPC gamers of Skyrim have clocked up an average of 75 hours of playtime. This is according from stats on Steam, of course. Speaking during the DICE Summit in Las Vegas, Todd Howard, who's the creative director of Bethesda Game Studios, said that following the release of the modding tools for the game for PC, he hopes that one day a similar service could be afforded to home console owners. No, I don't really want people building mods for my Xbox. I'm just going to tell you now. On PC, of course, you can download your own tools, create your own mods, which we did get something in about this morning that I have lost track of somehow. I'm going to pop over that. I'm going to kind of segue into this. Right now, if you didn't know, we did tell you about it last week as well. The tool is free. You can create your own custom mods from Skyrim. And so far, all of you together have downloaded about 2 million mods via the Skyrim Workshop, and there's been more than 2,500 published by all of you, and all of it is free, which is why he's saying he hopes that they can get something in place for Xbox. I don't necessarily need it. I don't want people's stuff on my Xbox. So they're saying you all have some serious fan devotion. This past month, PC version of Skyrim outsold every other PC game here by 3 of 3-1? Yeah, 3-1 in the first month of release is the fastest-selling title in Steam's history. Of course, we're matching it on the Xbox because I have the Xbox version, which I like. The PS3 version of Skyrim also outsold all PS3-exclusive titles on that platform, so Skyrim is kicking butt. And, of course, they were honored with the Game of the Year Award at the 15th annual, love how I ran all that together, 2012 Interactive Achievement Awards, the IAA, which was held at the DICE Summit, which we've been talking about. It also received some other top honors in the Outstanding Achievement in Gameplay Engineering, Outstanding Achievement in Game Direction, Role-Playing Game of the Year, and Outstanding Achievement in Story categories. The IAA's focus is on peer-based voting, so you all voted it as being one of the greatest games ever. It is rated M, in case you have not picked it up and you're thinking about playing it. It's rated M for mature. Please do not buy it for your 3-year-old to play.
Yes, some of you need to be reminded that mature does not mean 3-year-olds.
I do love me some Skyrim, but I don't love it as much as I love Fable. Well, I'm not loving Fable 3 as much as I did 2, but...
Yeah, I think I'm going to actually go out and rent, because now that I've played some of Skyrim, I'm going to go back and rent Fable and see.
The only part I loved about Fable, really loved this time, is, good morning, princess. Hello, your highness. Hello, princess. My queen. I love it.
The one thing I liked about, I liked a lot of things about Skyrim. Skyrim was fun, but I don't know.
Are you finished playing Skyrim already, Ginger?
I have taken it back, yes. I don't think I will be adding that to my collection.
Did you finish? You actually got all the way through?
Oh, no, right. No.
I was like, wow, Ginger, I'm going to have to put you up there with those crazy folks. Yeah.
No. I kept getting distracted. I would sit there for hours and hours and hours and hours and play. I rented it for a week. I spent entirely too much time playing. But it was fun. I explored. It was a lot of open world, so that was fun. And I don't know. I'm still forming my ideas about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let the tournaments begin. Or do we have time for this? We have time for this. Let the tournaments begin. The ultimate form of player versus player competition has arrived in Iron Grip Marauders. Players will now be able to compete in organized tournaments where there will be diverse prizes on offer. For those who prefer fighting the AI, Captain Kolo is here to offer a set of challenge missions unlike anything you'll have done before. Other new features include a perk store, the collections trader, and several new options when setting up PvP battles. Tournament competition and PvP additions. The tournaments will offer fresh excitement for the competitive players among the game's 250,000-plus users. That's a good number. In tournaments where all players will use the same preset units, only tactical skill will determine. While other tournaments will provide a pool of units for players to choose from in each battle, meaning that smart unit selection will also come into play. Prizes could be units, resources, special avatar items, or even real money. We like that. We like that a lot. All right, so who is Captain Kolo? From his airship Skysaber, Captain Kolo sets up unusual battles for his wealthy friends to place bets on. He needs people to take on his strange challenges, and he's happy to pay good sums to marauders who can win these battles against the odds. And then, finally, we have the perk store and collections. As they play raids, smuggling runs, or quest battles in the anchor point area, players will now come across various collection items which can be exchanged for gold or iron at the Kathos Goods Collection. Players can also put out trade requests on their profile pages offering gold in exchange for the collection items they need. A new perk store will allow players to purchase improvements to energy, their energy regeneration, experience gain, and research or unit production speed. These perks will be time limited, with most lasting a week for a moderate gem payment. That's a long time. A week. Is this week real time or is this a week game time? And is game time different than real time? Because you know, some games is totally different.
Okay, we got just about enough time to share with you one last story. Unfortunately, we're going to have to send you off on a bad note, at least through the break. But when we come back, I'll be telling you about the iPad 3. But we wanted to send our condolences to Adam Adamowicz, who is a concept artist best known for his work at Bethesda. He did pass away from cancer last week. Bethesda's Pete Hines revealed the news through his Twitter feed and told Twitter feed and Todd Howard dedicated Skyrim AIAS Award for the best RPG to Adamowicz's memory. Adamowicz contributed to the recent smash hit Skyrim, but his creative voice is most apparent on Bethesda's reinvention of the Fallout franchise, for which his copious detailed artwork was the basis. Prior to joining Bethesda, he supplied art for the Dark Horse Comics anthology New Recruits, Fantagraphics books Duplex Planet, and cover illustrations for Malibu Graphics. On his personal blog, he also recalled a lot of years surviving on odd jobs, from driving an ice cream truck, building haunted houses, fabricating window display sculptures, to apprentice tattooing, and yes, as a cake decorator for a bakery specializing in erotic cake designs. I love that part. His collective blog Awesome Robo paid tribute in a heartfelt post describing Adamowicz as an anomaly in the games industry. He's like they're calling him a one-man team who, unlike his contemporary counterparts, did a majority of his work in non-digital mediums, which a lot of people can't do now. Some of you are all about digital, which I say they're not real artists. If you can't do all of it, you're not a real artist. Fallout 3 was pretty much visually designed from the ground up by one humble man who got little to no recognition, and nor did he seek it out. So condolences to his family, and we hope there's lots of digital and hands-on mediums up in heaven, lots of games, lots of erotic cakes, and lots of comic books.
Erotic cakes.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Speedy Journey, we'll see you when it's our turn. Yes, a lot of erotic cakes. We'll see you when it's our turn, Adam. And the rest of you guys, the rest of you, you know where to find us. GamerCoastRadio.com. We'll be on late tonight doing Pixanista, and it'll be a love fest. Loving up your love in games. Probably for long distance, so probably help you out. I was trying to figure out what to do for my significant other. Oh no. Oh god. What is going on with you people in Twitter?
Oh great, I gotta go there and check it out. That's so weird.
Am I muted? No, I'm here. All right, I'm good.
I was trying to
I'm chewing gum. You know I'm chewing gum.
Okay. Like, crap.
That's
like,
some saliva issues going on. I'm like,
all right. You went last. So it's my go. All right. What am I going to do? I got so much different just stuff. All right. I'm
ready.
Go.
I'm ready. I'm ready if you ain't ready.
No, no. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. European Parliament President criticizes ACTA. Martin Schulz, the president of the European Parliament, has criticized the controversial anti-counterfeiting trade agreement, ACTA, on German television, saying of the treaty that he does not find it good in its current form. Schulz's comment came on the heels of protests throughout various countries in Europe, including Germany, Poland, and the UK. Schulz went on to say that there is no balance between copyright protection and the and the individual rights of internet use, and that is only very inadequately anchored in this agreement. While ACTA will be debated in the European Parliament in June, it looks like leaders throughout Europe are slowing down the process to ratify it. While 22 EU member states signed the agreement in Japan, Europe has its fair share of holdouts. Germany said on Friday that it would hold off on backing the agreement until further discussion on it happens. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said that his country would wait for sufficient consultation before ratifying it. Earlier this month, Slovenia's ambassador to Japan, Helena Zorko, apologized for what she called carelessness in signing the treaty on behalf of her country and Japan. According to Laws K, reader of the Pirates Party UK, Schulz's comments signal that ACTA may be in real political trouble. About time. This thing should not have ever, ever even made it this far. Only because you people were doing it in secret. You didn't want us to know about it. One of the things that's very interesting is that now ACTA agreement is under fire. It's coming under fire from all sides. It's becoming clear that European citizens are very concerned about this agreement. It's hard to find anyone who is standing up for it right now. A spokesperson on the International Trademark Association did its level best to stand up for it. It told the BBC that ACTA enables the EU to thwart the problem of counterfeit goods. ACTA is aimed at counterfeiters and pirates involved with commercial-scale activities on the Internet, not the general user. Too many criminals profit from selling counterfeit goods on the Internet at the expense of consumers' health and safety. The trade agreement is an opportunity for EU officials to help thwart this problem, and they can do so by adopting ACTA and joining the international battle against counterfeiting. All right, Ms. Spokesperson, or Mr. Spokesperson, whichever one. You know, we might back this, or we might even listen to you a bit more. If you weren't doing this in private, if you have to do it, if you have to do it with the shades
under
drawn,
the dark will come to the light.
Yes. It's not good. If you have to do it in secret, in private, and lie to us about it,
it's not good.
Whatever you're doing is not good because you know. Cause otherwise, you would do it where we can see it and where we can voice our concerns about it.
Exactly. That was a whole flex thing I just did. You didn't see.
That is a hot flex again.
Not that kind of flex, Ginger.
Aww.
It was a neo flex. I had to reach back and grab that one. Okay. Those of you who just got your iPads are probably going, damn it, right now, because Wednesday, March the 7th, is A-Day. That's right.
What is A-Day?
The iPad 3 will be announced or shown.
Yay.
On March the 7th. Renee Ritchie declared that we can expect Apple to unveil its newest tablet on the first Wednesday in March. The day aligns with past Apple media events and matches the early March timing, All Things Z reported last week, along with a 2048x1536 Retina display. The iPad 3 will feature, a hint above the desk, a quad-core Apple 6 system on chip and possibly a 4G LTE network. Okay, now perhaps even more interesting.
Making that noise.
Oh, I didn't know what I said. I must have had a moment. Okay, so perhaps more interesting is that Apple will once again reveal its latest touch-based machination just days ahead of the South by South Interactive Festival, the annual Austin gathering of industry insiders and wannabes. Last year, the beloved device made it lift the veil on the iPad 2 a week prior to the geeky affair and started selling the device during the show. That's right, you can walk away with one right during the show. News and online buzz surrounding the remake of Apple's category-defining device easily eclipsed that of the conference and outshined launching startups, keynote addresses, lavish parties, and so on. Mm-hmm. Once a year, one year later, Apple.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Once again, stop it, Ginger. 1 year later, Apple could easily do the same should it choose to release the iPad 3 doing South by Southwest again. The launch date, however, is still unknown. But for now, the big reveal is less than 1 month away. Gossip about the features the device will include will intensify, and maybe if we're lucky, we'll get a few early leaks. Of course, Apple is not saying a word so far other than, yeah. And somebody keeps asking me if I'm going to South by Southwest, and now I'm considering it because I wonder if we could walk away with us some iPad 3s if we take Ginger and she flashes the fluffy cakes. Should we flash the fluffy cakes for
cake
iPad 3?
All over the place. Hell yeah.
We'll flash for gadgets. That's a t-shirt.
Hell yeah. Oh, that is a shirt. Yeah, you better make that shirt.
We'll flash fluffy cakes for gadgets. Sticky note.
Yes. Yeah.
And
we'll flash for gadgets.
Bam.
All right. What do we got? We got a couple minutes. All right.
Mm-hmm. Quite a few.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Dragon Saga and Well, I think everything just kicked in and, like, time slowed down there for a second, but my mouth didn't. Dragon Saga celebrates Valentine's Day while preparing to jump into the action. Warp Portal began their Valentine's Day celebration this week as hints began to drop in of the jump into the action for the popular action MMORPG Dragon Saga. Players can participate in all the events where you can download it free. And I've got a link. I'm not going to give it to you here. I'm going to make it go to GameMatrix.com and get it because I've got it up over there. This year's Valentine's Day event. Travel. Whoa, what's going on? This year's Valentine's Day event, Trouble in the Cookie Factory. Two gangs have taken over the cookie factory and are preventing their world-famous chocolate from being made. Oh, that's so cute. Players will have to make their way through this cookie factory-themed instances and monsters to save the day. This event offers two all-new instant mission maps, F6 and F7, 12 new quests, 4 new recipes, new costumes, and Valentine-themed pets. Alright, so in preparation for the Jump into Action event, Warp Portal has also extended their A Call to Arms event. The event is for all users in levels 1 through 40. To play on Channel 1. These bonuses include physical magical defense plus 100, HP 100%, MP plus 100%, EXP plus 100%, and upon character creation, one times. All right, they've got some kind of weapon, and it's got a whole bunch of stats. It's really long. Yeah, so if you want the link for this, you want to find out about this, and it looks super cutesy, by the way, if you're into that kind of thing, GameMatrix.com, and it's free. So head over there, check that out.
Okay. I have some gum chewing going on.
Nom, 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 nom.
Okay, apparently VentureBeat is agreeing with me. Skynet is coming.
Oh, no!
According to VentureBeat and Cisco, a new report from Cisco predicts that the mobile internet devices will outnumber people on Earth for the first time by the end of 2012, a sign of ever-growing love and dependence on technology that always keeps us connected. I'm afraid you should be too. Cisco is saying by the end of 2012, the number of mobile connected devices will exceed the number of people on Earth, and by 2016, there will be 1.4 mobile devices per capita. Cisco stated in its latest global mobile data traffic forecast update, there will be over 10 billion mobile-connected devices in 2016, including machine-to-machine modules exceeding the world's population at the time, which is about 7.3 billion estimated. Cisco's new study also indicates that mobile data traffic grew more than twofold in 2011, which is the fourth year in a row such traffic has doubled. 2011's mobile data traffic was actually 8 times the size of the entire global internet in 2000.
Wow.
Which shows just how rapidly the mobile web has been utilized across the world. The study also presented some interesting data about the networks, Verizon's LTE and Sprint's Wi-Fi offerings. Users with a 4G connection generated a staggering 28 times more traffic than a non-4G connection. At this point, 4G connections only represent 0.2% of mobile connections, but are already accounting for 6% of all mobile data traffic. Now, while it might be a little premature to say that the machines are taking over, a la Terminator, having more connected web devices than humans, as well as a more ubiquitous web connection, is a step in that direction. In the Terminator films, the machines were able to rise up against the humans because they are diverse in capabilities and connected through the Skynet artificial intelligence system, a.k.a. Wi-Fi. Maybe we're headed toward our own Skynet with our own connection tab, connected phones, tablets, and TVs that know an awful lot about us. And venture me to say, oh, stop, Gloria, and let's play Words with Friends. I think I'm going to get me a bunker up in the mountains of Texas is where I'm going.
Because that's kind of, I don't know what to think about that. That's kind of crazy.
Yes, and they are getting smarter. If you all have not noticed, there's quite a few little bots on the internet. So, you know what? I think some people are even noticing them when they're talking to bots. I do.
You notice when you're talking to bots?
Mm-hmm.
When are you talking to bots?
Like the other day, I was getting some customer support for our Age of Conan accounts, and there was a bot helping me. It was not a real person. They offered to connect me to a real person, but the bot was very knowledgeable about what to do.
Kind of scary. I'm sure you were holding up your cross and throwing holy water at it.
I was just trying to ask, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Oh, my God.
Oh my God!
Right. 2012. It's not gonna. It's gonna be zombies or it's gonna be the computers. That's just it. Be ready.
I think I can read this. Evil Controllers launches their second annual Girl Gaming Month. Did you hear about this?
Yes, we've dealt with Evil Controllers before. In fact, I think they gave away something from them, a t-shirt.
Yes. All right, Girl Gaming Month is back to acknowledge the feminine side of gaming with interviews, photos, and new products. February is associated with love, the color pink, and romance, but once again, Girl Gaming Month is back and adding some real character that February is so desperately needs. Girls are into more than chocolates, gifts, cards, and jewelry. Girls also love video games. Hell yes. All right, so Evil Controllers is launching Girl Gaming Month for the second time this year to acknowledge what the gaming industry oftentimes ignores, girl gamers. Yes, thank you. I love you, Evil Controllers. I would, like, totally flash my fluffy cakes at you because that is so awesome.
That's right.
All right, so in an effort to remind game enthusiasts that girls are gamers too, Evil is coming out with new products, a Girl Gaming Bundle and exclusive Girl Gaming Photo Shoot. Throughout the month of February, Evil Controllers will be providing gamers with our two new gaming bundles, Evil's Girl Gaming and Everyone Can Game Bundle. These bundles include a controller with Evil imaging, Evil apparel, and other Evil swag at a discounted price. Gamers will also have the option to grab a Pink Zebra or Urban Camo controller with a mod of their choice. These bundles start at $114.99. That's actually not all that bad. And a portion of the proceeds for each bundle sold will be donated to the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation. That's awesome.
Woot!
All right, so Urban Camo and Pink Zebra Imaging will also be on sale throughout the month for only $34.99 to celebrate Girl Gaming. Girl or guy, there's something every gamer can enjoy during Girl Gaming Month. Evil Controllers will be distributing photos for the from the Girl Gaming photo shoot to feature real girl gamers rather than traditional marketing models.
Nice.
Don't miss out on all of Evil Girls related content. Visit Evil Controllers blog, Facebook, and Twitter to see girl gaming content as it gets released. Evil Controllers will be posting girl gaming photos, girl gaming interviews, and more throughout the entire month. That is awesome. Evil Controllers, I think I like you. I think I may even love you.
They're also the ones that sent you the little thumb dealies.
Yes, I like those. Mm-hmm. By the way, well, this past week while I was playing Skyrim, those came very much in handy. My thumbs were not bruised at all. Thank you.
My thumbs are bruised regardless because I'm all kinds of pressing down real hard. Like, oh,
so those are very nice. Those are like kind of squishy, kind of soft.
Damn you, dragons! Oh.
Yeah, they're very nice.
You know what? I got to stop attacking people when the guards are looking.
Yes, yes. I let somebody else play while I was fixing some food, and I came back, and I was dead. I was like, what did you do? Well, I pulled out this weapon, and there's a guard walked by.
No. You don't never attack the guards.
Yes, so I was over their shoulder the rest of the evening. No, 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 put that back.
Stop stealing them apples. Don't do that.
Oh, yes, I was like, no, don't do it.
You are encumbered and cannot run.
Yes, right. I was like, seriously, all right, we do not need 15 weapons. We need like two.
Oh, I got to stop collecting stuff. And me and my poor horse. But that's a horse for that story for another day. I used to be an adventurer till my horse took an arrow to the knee. All right.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go. It's time to go. We'll see you guys later on.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Get up off us. I will stab you in the face and laugh while I'm doing it.
Okay, Ginger. Say bye-bye to
the- And later, boys and girls. Mwah!